An inquest in February found systemic safety and maintenance failures at the park. It also found the fatal Thunder River Rapids ride had not had an engineering safety check in decades. Ardent Leisure was charged with failing to comply with health and safety obligations and exposing individuals to serious risk of injury or death. The three counts combined carry a $4.5 million penalty, but the directors of the company won't face individual charges.
Coronavirus testing will be increased in Queensland after two 19-year-old women tested positive. The residents returned from Victoria last week on flights via Sydney. One of the women is an employee of Parklands Christian College south of Brisbane, which has been closed today for deep cleaning. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says the Logan and Springwood communities should be on high alert for symptoms.
Go and get tested today. We will ensure there was extra testing capability that anyone who needs to get tested can and should, for their own sake, for their family's sake, and also for the members of their communities.
Victoria has reportedly recorded fewer than 300 new cases of COVID-19 over the past 24 hours. The official tally will be confirmed later today. There are growing calls for compulsory face masks in Sydney. The city has several outbreaks of COVID-19, with new cases prompting more testing clinics to be set up in the eastern suburbs. The Committee of Sydney is calling for face masks to be mandatory in airports, hospitals, churches and on public transport. CEO Gabriel Metcalf told the ABC changes may be necessary to avoid another lockdown.
All over the world, countries where nobody ever wore masks have slowly had to come around on this, including places like America. And the reason is that masks are a way to slow community transmission.
A new parliamentary group has been established to promote better treatment for people who suffer from chronic pain. The Parliamentary Friends of Pain Management Group is tasked with promoting more discussion in the federal parliament, seeking practical solutions for people living in pain. More than 3 million Australians are currently living with pain. The announcement comes after reports of the potential for an increase in chronic pain after the COVID-19 pandemic. Pain Australia is Australia's peak national pain advocacy body, working to minimise the social and economic burden of pain on individuals and the community. A host of Australians have picked up nominations for this year's Emmy Awards. Cate Blanchett, Hugh Jackman, Toni Collette, Hannah Gadsby and Sarah Snook were all nominated at yesterday's live-streamed virtual ceremony. Blanchett was nominated for her performance in Mrs. America, while Jackman received his nod for his role in Bad Education. HBO's Watchmen dominated yesterday's nomination ceremony with 26 nods. The awards ceremony will take place on the 20th of September in the United States.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
And it is warming up currently, 17.5 degrees, looking towards a top of 20 degrees today. Sunny morning with a cloud increasing during the afternoon and evening. Slight chance of a light shower in the late afternoon and evening. Light winds becoming southeasterly, then tending around to the southwest in the late evening. Sun will set tonight at 5:15 p.m. Looking for the rest of the week and weekend. Thursday, mostly sunny, 7 to 18. Friday, mostly sunny again, 7 to 17. Mostly sunny for Saturday again and 4 to 19. And through to sunny on Sunday with 5 to 20 degrees.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Well, you'll be happy to note that the ferry must be back up because it's off my screen now. So cool. The tide must have gone down. What? The truck must have gone away. There's still a few incidents.
Because Mario presses some buttons. So
Mario's
please
good.
Here.
No, Haberfield, Wattle Street at the M4 East on-ramp. Truck breakdown. Please take caution in the westbound traffic affected there. Paso Heights, Davies Road near Clancy Street. Car breakdown. Emergency services are in attendance. Please take care. North Mead, we still have Windsor Road, approximately 1 kilometre north of James Bruce Drive, a semi-trailer breakdown. Heavy traffic conditions in the northbound direction. Expect delays, and you might want to take some local back roads if you know them. And Ashfield, Parramatta Road at Frederick Street. Traffic lights are flashing yellow with all directions affected. 5 minutes past 11, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Thank you all listeners, Alive 90.5, the greatest radio station. This station is the greatest for one simple reason, because of you, dear listeners. And this Business Radio Talk Show, it is designed to bring you the experts and unsung business heroes in the field of the business. And we are truly privileged to have today one gentleman who is an expert in the field, and he's not just expert in technical side of the business, but as well he's sharing his knowledge, experience and expertise with all of you through the organization he's representing today in the studio. But you know, we always try to ask the right questions. If you have the proper questions to ask and you're interested, please go and SMS on 0480028100. So that is 0480028100, and we'll answer your questions while our guest in studio, Anthony Sun, is with us. Anthony, we spoke in the first part of the show about yourself and your organization and mental health. We touch mental health because, you know, it's very important that we are not just during the COVID, you know, I mean, we be mentally, you know, I mean, healthy, but as well, you know, in this time of uncertainty, many business experience some stress issues and mental health related issues, and you generously offered, you know, some of mental first aid. And as well, we talk about networking. We talk where they can go in the city. Now, we are running successful business, Darren and I, just a figure of speech. The truth it is, we run a very successful show. But we're stuck, for example, in our routine. How are we going to break it out, this routine? Does anybody there we can hire, or we can go to somebody?
Okay. So what we actually do, with the program the way it is now, at no cost to the business, you get four sessions where we actually look at the business, we actually try and coach the owner of the business or the manager of the business on how to get over the issues. Sometimes it may be very simple, sometimes a little bit more complex. Sometimes we actually refer them to other people that are actually specialists in their field. You just never know. Depends upon the type of industry that they're in. Cost could be another issue. They may not be able to afford to spend money on a professional, yep. So you try and help them out as much as possible. I'd like to touch on one thing, though. What we do also is we actually supply online training for different types of businesses. Yep. Let's say, for instance, you want to actually have a website, even though I've said it's
a vampire. We're stuck with a website. I love the
there's some people who have websites, yep. And they want to increase their search engine optimization. We actually run small courses for that. Some of the courses actually at no cost. Other ones they do actually charge a little bit for. But what they do is they always advertise before they run a course. We just had one just recently on search engine optimization to help people on Google search and a little bit on the marketing. We run other types of courses, how you set up a business, what's involved with the ABN, mm-hmm, what's involved mm-hmm. with the insurance, and marketing without a website, marketing with a website, all those other sorts of types of things, well, salesmanship.
Yeah, so can I touch the base on this one before I give that award? You said it's for free. It's for free?
It's a political term. It's at no cost.
Okay.
Actually, the term free is probably the most powerful.
I prefer the word free, yeah.
The term free is the most powerful word in the English language. It's the most powerful word because it's easy to market to people. Mm-hmm. But the reality is what they say, it's at no cost at the moment.
Yes.
So what happens is the government subsidises four sessions, and then after that the organisation decides if they need more or not. And if they need more, it's actually heavily subsidised on top of that.
So it's at no cost to anybody who decides to go through you guys for first four sessions.
That's right.
Because
okay.
Government subsidies.
It's great.
But yeah, the reality is, you know what? In four sessions, I can pretty much pivot a business to a certain level in that frame. What I usually do is with the first session, I actually ascertain what the business is, what it does, what its aim is, whether the actual owner wants to stay in the business, or whether he actually wants to sell the business. Or
Anthony, may I ask you on that topic, you know, I mean, why would I go to something which is at no cost to me instead of paying somebody $5,000, some business coach? Why 10 of you are better than one business coach for $5,000?
Okay, so the difference between a business coach, generally they work on the inner feeling of the person themselves, the motivation. There's a lot of good business coaches out there. I wouldn't say that they're but you need to really choose. You really, really choose one that's suitable for your particular business. With us, we're more subject matter experts as well as business coach people. Generally, you'll find on the website, you'll actually see that people, there'll be some experts that handle restaurants, some experts handle manufacturing, some experts handle government grants, all sorts of different types of business.
See, that's
issues.
What I want to hear, because I don't believe that one person can know everything. And my experience, and you know, Danny, he knows this because I'm drumming this, and I meet number of business coaches, and the questions I never received from the from other party, it is, what do you do for a living? Instead of this, it's like, I can help you. And sometimes they're like, I don't say that my help should be, you know, I mean, and, you know, I struggled in my business. Of course I did. You know, I mean, I'm not lying to you, know, like, you know, yeah. I become successful because I know everything. But, you know, because I couldn't afford, there was no, at no cost services when I started a business. And now it's a different time. You know, it was very hard to even afford a business coach. However, you know, I never got that question. But now, if I have that panel of 10 people, like, you know, like yourself, you know, I mean, the different experts in different fields, of course I'm going to go. So to all listeners, you know, alive905.com.au, you come on the website today afternoon, and I checked the website, Business Insights with Marion, Darren, Anthony, Sunny, details going to be there. There is, at no cost to you, first four sessions to this organization.
Yes, and the organisation that's providing that is the New South Wales Government, and it's Business Support for Business. So you can go to business.newsouthwales.gov.au, and we can shout that out because that's a government service. And there you'll find the details of that Business Connection Centre in Wynyard that we've been talking about.
Yeah. Now, Anthony, we'll take a share with us. We'll take a short break, and we'll come back with more, because now we want to talk what else you're offering there. So thank you to all listeners online. 90.5 Business Insights with Marion Darren, guest in studio Anthony Sunny with us, who is going to answer more questions on how to be more profitable, more successful, happy, healthy, wise, wealthy.
Alive 90.5.
Can I do? I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you. Oh yeah. I've been thinking about you. You're walking away. She was my one temptation, though I did not want her to stay. I guess I'm all confused about you. Oh yes I am, baby. And I feel so in love. Oh baby, what can I do? I've been thinking about you. We'll be right back.
Grace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. East Village, developed by Pace, is a mixed-use residential and retail precinct combining leading-edge apartments and a unique and vibrant urban marketplace. East Village has won numerous prestigious awards, including the 2015 Australian Development of the Year awarded by the Urban Task Force. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Are you an experienced disability care worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working for Global, the leading disability care agency in Sydney? Agency Work offers variety to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability care work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Global offers great rates of pay and free training courses to its own disability care staff. Check out positions vacant on the website at globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1-800-009-292. That's globalcarestaff.com or call 1-800-009-292.
Station sponsor.
I'm Dr. Nick Coatsworth, your Deputy Chief Medical Officer. As we start to get back out there, it's my job to remind all Australians to be COVID safe. One, wash your hands as often as possible. Two, keep your distance where you can. Three, join millions of Aussies helping our health workers by having the COVID Safe app. And if you're feeling sick with cold or flu-like symptoms, stay at home and speak to your doctor about getting tested. Together, we can reduce the risk of a second wave. Let's all stay COVID-free and do the three.
Authorised by the Chief Medical Officer, Canberra.
Alive 90.5, all the way from the 70s, 80s, 90s and today.
18 minutes past 11, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And thank you, Darren, very much. And thank you to all listeners to Alive 90.5. You're making this radio station great. And thank you to all listeners and sponsors who are the part of this radio station on every level, shape or form, particularly this awesome business radio talk show, Business Insights with Mario and Darren. Mario and Darren, we have the privilege. We don't need to cross the borders being chased by police between other states in Australia. We are just flying high through the airwaves, so you can tune in on www.alive905.com.au and you can hear the show before this show. It's a spotlight with Dr. Jimmy Taggart and Darren, and you can hear the beautiful news over there and insights. And as well, we continue our conversation with the guest in the studio, Anthony Sunny. Anthony, before we take the short break, you know, I deliberately and purposely tried to, you know, insert the word free, and you told us a free, it's the most powerful English word. And there's a at no cost to all businesses, startups or current ones to join and talk to Anthony Sunny and his team and the panel at no cost to you for four sessions. If you like to increase what actually we can do, we can increase profitability,
we can increase profitability, we can actually help you through get this some, period.
Get some Nutella as yeah, well.
We can help you to pivot.
Yeah.
Because what we usually do, we look at the business, we assess how we can help them. If you want to push the market boundaries to make the competition irrelevant, we can actually help you do that as well. There's lots of other sorts of like strategies to help you. If you're in a particular sort of like market space, and because of the COVID-19, it's been that your market space has been affected. There's other sort of, we help you with other sorts of like help with developing new products and services that you've never done before, that sort of thing as well. I've had like clients come to me, I've been made redundant, and then I actually want to start some sort of NDIS business for disability. I say, okay, well, I'll sit down with you and talk to you about it, and then I refer them on to, we actually have NDIS specialists in that field that actually know how to run those sorts of business and know about the certification involved in starting a business like that.
That's very interesting. Yeah. Just the breaking news, the Queensland will close borders to people from Greater Sydney. And everybody who wants to travel in Queensland, the borders being closed. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, she just declared this one, but you can't close the borders with us. We're live 90.5.com.au and the Business Radio Talk Show, Business Insights with Mario and Darren, and our guest in studio, Anthony Sunny. So Anthony, what is the requirement to somebody comes to you and seek your assistance? Or yeah, I can't say what help, but assistance, you know what I mean, to come to you. What if I'm shy and so like I don't know what to say, and how we open conversation? What I need to bring, this birth certificate?
What I do is I just say, firstly, just register on our website so you're in the system. And then what I do is I make an appointment with them to run a session. And then normally, well, at the moment, because of COVID-19, I'm usually doing mostly online sessions.
Yep.
So they see my face. And then we just go through what actual business they want to start, or if they do have a business, they, we go through the issues that they may be facing, or maybe that they're sort of like want to do some sort of like business planning. There's different sorts of business plans that we work with them, like business continuity plans, where, let's say, for instance, we help them with a continuity plan where they look for other types of suppliers if they use different sorts of suppliers for products.
Mm-hmm.
But to keep their business running, we encourage them to actually look for other sort of suppliers if their particular supplier goes down for some reason.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't realise the issue with America, with Trump, and how the Chinese have been affected. Some of those suppliers from the Chinese market have been affected because they can't supply product to America anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So those same suppliers actually supplying Australian customers as well.
Yeah.
And because Australian customers don't actually have that much volume, or they can't purchase as much, because we only have a small marketplace, those suppliers have actually been affected a lot. So it's caused some of these businesses in Australia to actually search for other suppliers in other countries to fulfill that.
Interesting enough, on Saturday I went to buy TV, right? Yes.
Wow.
And yeah, but you know, I said, like, give me that one, and I mean, like 800 inch, you know, and that's just
the best, only the best one, Mario.
So, you know, I went in a shop, and I mean, I can't name it which shop it is, but it's a very famous shop and a very familiar shop with everybody. And I said, that TV, and I was looking with Mattel a few weeks, you know what I mean? I said, like, you know, we need to change something, And anyway, I paid, and the guy says to me, delivery end of September. And I said, like, what do you mean? Yeah, I said, end of September. Wow. I said, like, what did you just pay TV? Like, where's my TV? You know what I mean? Like, and he told me a very interesting thing. He says to me, we have no supplies, you know, it's every 2-3 months comes a ship and everything else. And I think myself, like, well, that's not inconvenient. I have a TV, right? But it's inconvenient that you pay something, you need to wait for this one, right? Second thing was, same day was with the furniture as well, you know what I mean? And I was like, obviously it is interruptions, you know, disruptions in logistics and everything else. And I think this is a great opportunity, as I said, a silver lining for many businesses to reconsider, thanks to you and your and a panel of your experts there, to start doing something new, so supplies can be, they can supply Australian market from Australia, which is, you know, I mean, obviously, regardless of the borders being closed between the states, the goods can travel, right, Darren? Or yeah, that the goods can travel. So that's a very good point. So what do you see? What is increasing in the businesses during the COVID-19? What's decreasing? What type of services or businesses actually increasing or decreasing?
I think
Have any statistics, okay, of course, you know what I mean.
Okay, so one thing, I actually belong to the Institute of Management Consultants, right? And I was listening to one consultant who was talking about in the COVID-19 period, right, how restaurants had to pivot at a faster rate because they had a fine dining experience where people would come in and sit down, and now they had to literally overnight turn into a delivery service going out to people's houses.
Yes.
So they actually had to change products and services, different sorts of products that they could actually ship to people's houses with that. They could just heat up very fast, all sorts of different types of foodstuffs and all sorts of different types of alcohol, because they used to deliver alcohol at the same time. So there's different sorts of businesses that were able to pivot very fast. They did okay out of it, but it came back down to the business planning. Some continuity plans for businesses, they actually did factor in some sort of pandemic. And some didn't do that, and that's probably one of the reasons why that the ones that did do it actually pivoted very fast.
That's very interesting, Darren. What do you think about this?
I think it's a great opportunity for people to have a look and pivot and see where they might be. I think the one probably risk is that people pivot to the current situation but don't pivot beyond it, and that's probably where the golden opportunities are as well, is that yes, you need to be able to work with social distancing and the like, and yes, you need to plan for another, say, lockdown like Melbourne's having or those sorts
no,
of things.
That's true, yeah.
But then you need to also think, well, how can I pivot to take opportunity of what's going to be the environment in another year? Because it's not going away, but it is going to change. And I think you touched on it earlier, Anthony, in your ideas. And so if you were, say, with somebody, we'll put something that you know well, an electrician who is working and needs to think about how they're pivoting at the moment, what would you say to them?
Okay, I would say, obviously, you'd need to sort of like pivot as far as like the way you're actually going to promote your business. Obviously, you have to network as well. You have to rely heavily on the website, but also you have to take into consideration the safety element as well. Always.
What do you mean safety element when you say safety elements?
Well, of course, the social distancing like the WHS side of it. I would say that there's like a more significant sort of like risk of WHS than there was before. So obviously they have to consider that. It may cost them a little bit more money. There's other sorts of things like that they have to consider as well.
Yeah.
Protection for their workers as well as themselves. Obviously more sanitizers and all sorts of stuff. So also they're going to have to find those sort of like products at a cheaper rate than what they're paying, because sometimes sanitizers are quite expensive. So obviously you have to find local suppliers.
It's interesting, when the COVID lockdown started, the sanitizer was very, very expensive. Now I was just reading some company from the Newcastle, they have like a 300,000 liters of the hand sanitizer they can't sell. But I think it's
going. And I've got no scotch to drink.
You have no scotch to drink. Oh my God, they will take it. You'll know scotch. You're listening alive, 90.5. Business Insights with Mari and Darren. And thank you to all listeners for listening to this great Business Radio talk show. And our guest in studio, Anthony Sunny, he's going to continue with us. Thank you for tuning in. We're glad you're doing.
Alive 90.5.
When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with ease. When you dance, you have a way with me, stay with me, sway with me. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I go weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I go weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with me. When we dance, you have a way with me, stay with me. Stay with me when marimba start to play. Hold me close, make me sway. Like an ocean hugs the shore. Hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me,
Reese is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Melrose Park, developed by Pace, is one of Australia's largest urban renewal projects, providing new homes, jobs, retailing, parks and open spaces, and community facilities. Located around 6 kilometres east of Parramatta, Melrose Park is considered to be one of Sydney's next property hotspots. For more information on this exciting project, go to www.melroseparkcom.au. Station sponsor Pace, transforming places since 1978.
Need an honest, reliable service centre for your car? Then contact United Service Centre Toongabby. They perform mechanical repairs on all types of vehicles and are specialists in top quality European cars too. And all work is at very affordable prices. You'll find them at 5 Picasso Crescent, Old Toongabby, next door to United Fuel on Fitzwilliam Road. Book your next vehicle service on 9631 1179. You'll be so impressed, you'll tell all your friends. United Service Centre Toongabby is a proud sponsor of The Morning Magazine with Happy Jack and Alive 90.5.
It's all I listen to. Alive 90.5. Playing cool music.
Minutes to 12 on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Thank you, Darren, very much, and thank you to all listeners on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And a guest in our studio is Anthony Sunny. Anthony, we love to chat with you, but we're coming to this the last 20 minutes of our show. Now, you know, a part of the importance of having the panel of the people on the advisor on the board, do you think that many businesses actually are lacking to have an interest to have the board of people, like, you know, a panel to help them and assist them with the growth? Do you think that they find this a stigmata, or they don't want it, or they think, believe like myself, I know everything?
I think a lot of people out there that have businesses, they realize they don't know everything, and they realize they do need help, and it becomes that much easier just to talk to somebody that's got that backup experience, because nobody knows everything.
True.
And what it comes down to is, yes, there is private agencies out there that have consultants, but the consultants are very expensive, and whilst they're good quality, a small business, there is like some limitations to what we actually help with. Like, we only do businesses up to about 19 employees. Past that, obviously, we class that as like larger than a small business. For that purpose, obviously, they have to bring in some of the management consultants that actually goes past that point. Now, with small businesses, they're really tight for money, especially in this time frame. So they're really just getting by, and sort of like, we come in there, we give them a helping hand, we tell them, oh, look, this is what you should do if you want to push ahead. It's not always just about making profit. There's also other factors too, how you actually handle the staff, staff motivation during this time period, how they're feeling, how they handled the boundaries. Sometimes I talk to business owners and say, look, you need to readjust your job descriptions for each person, because you'll find that the boundaries have changed between each person's job, and that has to be looked at as well. Sometimes they don't typically do that, and they just keep on adding extra tasks and extra tasks, and the poor people actually get overwhelmed, especially in this time.
Yeah, well, you know, I was thinking myself when we talk about advertising websites, you know what I mean, why advertising work, what doesn't work, but we currently in this environment, we don't want to advertise on a, what's it called, airplane companies, you know what I mean, on a traveling industry, because, so, let me ask you something, somebody comes from travel or tourism industry to you, and he want to change, would you be able to help them to find some new environment to complement their services to something else? Their knowledge experience.
Okay, it comes back to firstly, you need to do a skills audit. The reason for that is we want to actually see what other skills they actually have that help them actually pivot that much faster.
Yeah.
If they don't have enough skills, obviously they're going to have to retrain. But retraining takes time, and especially if they need to bring in a wage or some sort of income to survive, obviously it makes more sense to do that. Even if somebody's actually working as a person just in a sort of like pay-as-you-go type of environment where they've lost their job or something like that, skills audit again becomes useful, especially if you have to formulate your own resume and stuff like that as well.
In a business environment, you know, we go like, you know, I'll say again, take it myself. You grow from 0 to 100, you grow maybe in a month or 2 years or, you know, I mean, 3 years, but you come to some point where you are seeing yourself successful. And then, you know, you relax. I did relax. I lowered my guards and, you know, I mean, I start losing slowly, you know, I mean, control over the things in my life because, you know, I'm not successful. I need to do this. Do you see the businesses doing this thing that they relax when they reach some certain point of success? Business owners, let's just say.
Okay, some do, some don't. Some, what they do is when they reach a certain point, they prepare the business to actually be sold. Other ones actually start looking for other areas like extra products and services. The danger is that they're entering into different sort of industries that they've never done before. And so that's where they need a little bit of a helping hand to sort of like guide them through those industries. Quite often we've got like people that have actually had a great amount of success in one particular type of business, and then all of a sudden they wanted to go into another type of business, but they haven't really done enough planning, and they haven't really done enough research about their business or how they get the customers or how the where they get their suppliers from.
You mentioned something very important at the beginning of the show that you learn how to do your bookkeeping. Is that correct? The bookkeeping or the taxes or what was the word? I mean, you learn.
Okay, so basically, I learned all my accounting skills.
Yeah, accounting skills.
Yeah,
yes, that's what
at night I went to TAFE at night. So quite often I would actually finish work at, let's say, 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Straight away I'd be at TAFE and I would finish 9:30 at night and then cycle through again. And this went on for like 20 years.
So would you see the businesses actually disregarding the importance of the taxation requirements, accounting, bookkeeping? Do you see the businesses actually ignoring more... I have a time for this, so let's go chase the clients. Do you advise them to, you know, I mean, as a chasing clients, you need to have the bookkeeping
okay.
in order?
So what I usually do is, let's say, for instance, somebody started a business, right? They've mixed it around a bit, and then what's happened is they want to do this job and they want to do that. First thing I do when I walk into a business, or now I'm doing it online, is I draw a little organizational chart, and I say, this is what you do. The other things out of sight there, find somebody else to do it. Don't get involved with it.
Ah, okay.
Because know your limitations and try and find other people that can actually help you with the other fields, because you can't be a master of everything, right? If you try and be a master of everything, you're actually going to burn out that much faster.
Mm.
It's better to bite the bullet and pay somebody a little bit to do different tasks.
That's the magic word, though, pay.
Pay.
Sometimes I might think, oh, if I do it myself, I don't have to pay anyone. But
that's it.
What would be your response to that?
Okay, it's better off if you find somebody that's actually willing to learn a little bit and try. These days, it's that much easier to find an offshore person to help you with different sorts of tasks. There's people that overseas as well as in Australia that actually can help you with different sort of tasks, because there's lots of other English-speaking countries as well as out here. But there's a lot of like online sort of like helpers or sort of like assistants available out there. It's better off to do that. Have a little organisational chart and palm off. Let's say, for instance, you're a one-man band and you've got to order this and do the accounting. It's better off to find somebody to do your bookwork and get rid of that, because you're devoting more time to your marketing, more time to customer support, customer service. If you start doing your accounting as well, you're going to burn out very, very fast, and you're going to find out that you don't care anymore.
That's very interesting. I'll tell you why this is very interesting, because when you start the business, actually, you have tendency to ask your friends, your family, you know,
favors.
Favors, and you know, everybody tells you how to run the business. But you know, when you talk to somebody with a statue as an Anthony, you know, I mean, somebody who has a real experience in life, you know, I mean, and he's not marketing, you know, I mean, exposed person. I mean, being on TV, I mean, I know everything. We often have a tendency to oversee the people around us who has a ample experience.
Exactly. I'm just thinking this morning I'm hearing tips that bring together everything that Business Insights with Murray and Darren is about.
Yes.
So about making sure you look for the offshore opportunities, maybe to reduce the cost, make sure you're on top of your books, make sure you're not allowing your websites to be a time vampire,
yes,
and make sure that you're in top of those marketing and taking the Facebook opportunities, but with those in your business network.
Yeah, well, Anthony, before we have the short break, you know, you're the man, you know, who saw everything. You've done a lot, you know, I mean, you talk to many people, but you look to me very sane, you know, I mean, you look to me very mentally healthy, right? So I'm asking for the friend. So how did you survive all this? Is any tip you have for our business owners and everybody, you know, I mean, not just business owners, but everybody who's listening, what would be your key take, you know, I mean, what we need to do best for ourselves to keep ourselves sane on the healthy? You know, you have your life experience. Do you wake up 4 o'clock in the morning and you're running around like a Rocky Balboa with a couple legs?
You need to have, after hours, you need to have a completely different sort of like hobby. For years and years, I had model planes. Helicopters,
wow.
Model planes.
Helicopters.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see there's a touch in your hands. Like, okay, yes, please.
So, that's just, I mean, I had a lot of crashes with my remote control planes. I had them in trees, all sorts of things like that. You've got to actually get away from that. And if you actually are in a business and you've been in the situation where I've burnt out, you basically finish the business off or you sell it or whatever, right? Then what you do is you've got to find yourself something to actually start yourself off. So you go and find a job somewhere where you don't have any responsibility. You just like sit there and relax a bit to build yourself up, build your resilience up again.
Yeah.
Resilience is really key to success in business, in a lot of things, whether you work for somebody else or work for yourself. That's got to be key. There's been studies on age, when relating to resilience. Some say it's to do with age, some say it doesn't. Some say older people have more resilience than others. It's very hard to say. That's just studies, right? But there's lots of people out
but
there.
But we certainly need to have, you know, take that hat off, you know, afterwards, after work. It's a bit burned out. And, you know, if you want to learn more of what to do, like stay with us on our live 90.5.com.au, Business Insights with Mario and Darren, and our guest in the studio, which we make us very, very privileged to be with us. It's Anthony Sunny. We'll take a short break. Anthony? Yeah. Darren? Yeah.
Alive 90.5. If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens.
Stop breathing fire, you can't tame me. And you Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
After a chat with me, a man who hadn't been to the dentist in ages finally has the courage to come and see me. We kept a couple of his top teeth, replaced broken fillings on his lower teeth, and gave him a more comfortable teeth. He was a new man. He said it was a pleasure to go to the dentist and it's the best thing that's happened to him.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 28 Winston Hills Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills 2153, or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Station sponsor Lynn's Fine Needlework is a one-stop shop for all your patchwork, quilting, needlecraft supplies and tuition. On lynnsfinenedlework.com.au, you'll see over 3,000 patchwork fabrics, hundreds of pattern kits, threads and lots of interesting projects for your selection. Their classes cater for beginners to advanced students who work at their own pace and receive individual attention. Enroll now by phoning 9686 2325. Lynn's Fine Needlework at Suite 2, 97 Hills Road, Baulkham Hills. Sponsor, Keith Till's I Get Around Show every Thursday at noon.
All today's hits and yesterday's favourites.
Alive 90.5.
30 minutes to 12, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And Darren and I, we're going to have the new pictures from Saturday, so stay tuned. We're going to have a couple of videos as well, because you can't miss these two sexy voices and good-looking bodies, you know what I mean? But a part of this, we're truly privileged and honored to have in the studio the advisor for your business. And his name is Anthony Sunny. And before we continue, I just want you to keep on your mind, everybody, it's not just about life, you know. We all want a better life for ourselves, for our children, for our families. But when you run the business, it's very important to understand some signages. You're going to have burnout, mental health, you know, how are you going with your website, or, you know, how to reach new clients. And you can't see all of this on your own. I'm telling you because I was thinking I know everything. I don't know everything, and there are many mistakes, and I wish I knew Anthony before. For simple reason, Anthony and his team, they are giving you for free.
No, Mario, it's not free. It's okay. Actually at no cost.
Okay, I prefer my way.
Free sounds good, but yes, at no cost, because no cost. The government is sponsoring it.
That's correct.
Excellent. Yeah,
so I do apologize. It's not for free. It's at no cost, but, you know, we're going to prefer that way. And Anthony, he was kind enough to share with us all his, some of them, his expertise and his tips, but you can hear it more if you tune in today, later on at live905.com.au. Dan and I, we're going to post the podcast and interview with Anthony Sunny. But Anthony, you know, you say something very important. We need to recognize that we need to have something, some type of hobby when we finish the day, and that your hobby was building the planes and the model planes, of course.
That's right.
I mean, remind me of the movie The Phoenix. Yeah. You know, the Phoenix? Phoenix with Dennis Quaid. You know, they're flying to the Mongolia, they crash. And it was old, but with Henry Fonda was Phoenix.
Might be before my time, but then again, we are the same age.
They crash it, you know, in the desert, and the guy says, like, I'm going to build a plane. And he says, like, you know, he was looking at him, it's like, what do you mean build a plane from the crash plane? He said, I'm building the planes. And turned up that he built the model planes, you know what I mean? And there was all this fight, but I'm going to build a plane based on the models. But Anthony, what else you can share with all our listeners, particularly those ones who are starting up the business or they're currently in a business and they can come to you and seek your assistance or your panel?
Okay, so what they can do is contact us.
Well, thank you very much, Anthony. That was awesome.
So what they can do is contact us and via our website. They can...
Can you share that in the website name? Because if you want me to spell in English, that will not happen, man.
They can go straight on the Business Connect website and they can look up my name or one of our other advisors. Also, they can contact me directly, my numbers on the website, as well as the Western Sydney Business Centre's website. Everything's there. My bio is there, but it's only a very short bio. It doesn't really explain everything that I can do.
Yeah.
That would take like long time.
So that website is wsbusiness.com.au.
That's great, yes.
Yeah. That's what I asked. I said, can you spell it for me? Because I was like, who knows what I was spelling? I mean, that's a website. That's what it is. So, Darren, what time you seeing the no COVID is going to finish, but what do you see once when the COVID finish? What do you see? People's going to come more resilient, or people will come
I think
more
they're going to become more resilient, right? Mm-hmm. What you're going to see is, because the unemployment rate is, let's say, typically about 7.5% last time I looked,
Yeah, that's what, today was, yeah, yeah. Just check it when we begin the show, 7.4, but 7.42 something this year.
Yeah, so the thing is, typically it's about between 4.9 to 5% usually, before, obviously, we're now in recession, so obviously there's people are going to have to adjust. Some people are actually going to have to start their own business because there may not be enough jobs to have people work present. Obviously, the government's actually looking at promoting different sort of like job creation schemes. Well, in technical terms, they call it Keynesian spending. But in terms that we all understand, obviously, government's trying to create extra jobs, but that may not be enough. So that's where small business can actually help quite a bit. They actually supply quite a few jobs to general public now, and also there might be some one-band bands that actually want to start up their own little business. They might have had an idea in the back of their mind, but they never had the chance to before, and they take the opportunity now to do it. This is
okay, long question for you. Please answer me. Short, sharp and shiny. What is the biggest obstacle for anybody to start their own business? What do you think, what was in the past or in currently now, they have a great idea? What's the biggest obstacle you see that people don't want to start the business?
I think they think that they can't complete it or they can't do it. One of the biggest obstacles is time management. They don't know how to tie time to actually function. So what they should do is have some sort of like a Gantt chart or some sort of like measurement of tying the actions to some sort of plan. That's one of the big things.
And you can help them to overcome these obstacles.
Yes.
Yeah, well, see, that's what it is. That's what Darren and I are doing every day. You know what I mean? Darren, he's cycling every day, 150 kilometers in the morning. That's usually when he's so sleep. Yeah, I just opened Facebook in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. He's doing the exercising and everything else. Darren, he's very, very kind person, and he helps many charities, and he tried to promote people around like yourself. But you know, before we wind up, you know, I mean, because we have a few minutes before next show, who is the next show after us, Dan?
And we have Rage on Radio with Lunchtime Special, and she'll play the great music between now and 2 p.m.
Okay, well, Anthony, before we go, how they can reach you again, please?
Okay, they can reach me. My name is Anthony Sunne. My telephone number is 0401 682 867. That's 0401 682 867. Or they can reach me by email. That's actually on the website.
Yeah.
WSbusiness.com.au.
Can I do advertising? You can reach Anthony Sunne at no cost.
Very good.
It's not for free. Anthony, thank you for being the guest on the line 90.5, the greatest radio station in the planet in the universe, from the Sydney, Western Sydney Business Centre. Thank you for being our guest, and to all listeners, you can tune in today afternoon after 5 p.m. on live905.com.au on a Business Insights with Darren and Mario. And you can see the podcast. Sorry, I apologize. You can hear it, the podcast with Anthony Sunne, and you'll be glad you did. Anthony, thank you once again for being our guest there.
Thanks, Darren.
Thanks, Anthony.
Mario.
Thank you.
And good. Stay tuned for Rachel on Radio.
Rachel, she's gonna rock your world now. Correct. Yes. Thank
and,
you.
And we'll be back on Friday at midday. Business
thank
Insights
you.
With Mario and Darren.
Thank
Live,
you all.
90.5.
Live 90.5.
Crying
In the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
The Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland.
Alive 90.5.
And now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio.